For Brad Schimmel, for every government cover-up, a fig leaf of an excuse. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a very special guest with us this half hour, and we've got Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley coming up next on the show to discuss his reactions and the risks to not just Milwaukee County residents, but all Wisconsin residents from the MAGA budget proposal, offering up $1.1 trillion in tax cuts to the top 1% of income earners while wiping out $1.1 trillion in Medicaid and food assistance benefits. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. But let's get back into this great discussion with Jeff Mandel from Law Forward, discussing a decision from the Court of Appeals that sits over the Waukesha County Circuit Court, where Supreme Court candidate and current Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel sits. Brad Schimmel had the opportunity to make clear the Wisconsin open meetings law when there was an obvious and blatant violation of the open meetings law by a school board. And instead of simply reading the law and following it, Brad Schimmel made up something entirely out of whole cloth to excuse the lack of transparency and accountability to the citizens of Waukesha County. As Jeff explained last segment, what Judge Schimmel said, that even if you obviously and blatantly violate the Wisconsin open meetings law, which ensures that the public has access and can see the workings and operation of government, even if you blatantly violate that law, if you really didn't mean to, judged by I don't know what standard, it's completely fine, and found in favor of the government body that had violated the open meetings law. Problem is, of course, the Wisconsin open meetings law does not require intent to violate it to find a violation of it. And the reason for that's pretty gosh darn plain, Jeff. If intent were an element, then the government could violate the open meetings law all the time and say, I'm sorry, I just didn't mean to do it. Am I getting that about right? I mean, I found his logic around intent to be laughable in the extreme. It would basically eviscerate our government transparency laws.
It would, because the purpose of government transparency is to protect the public, not to protect the public servants, not to protect the office holders. I mean, I think the Court of Appeals really made it as clear as possible. It said, this case provides an excellent example of the real-world impact of failing to adhere to open meetings law requirements. The secrecy of the process used here allowed the chair to erroneously announce his own preferred candidate as the winner, and no one was in a position at the time when it mattered to monitor the process. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter what he intended. It doesn't matter if it was a mistake or it wasn't. The fact that they weren't doing it in open session with full discussion that the public could hear is what created the possibility for this outcome. If they had done it right, this never could have happened.
Right, that the error, the wrong candidate, wouldn't have been chosen had they simply complied with the public meetings law, which brings me to our caller, Jesse from Madison. You've got a couple of thoughts about Judge Schimmel's lame conclusion that there was no intent in this case. Go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah, so not only did he get the case law obviously wrong, as you mentioned, that intent doesn't even matter, it's worse than that, because his ruling suggests there was no bad intent by the chair of the school board when his behavior is prima facie evidence that there was bad intent. It's like obvious on the plane of it and then on, you know, on the nose of your face. And not only that, but this school board chair lied to other elected officials, the other members of the school board, when he said this was a 4-2. So is that some kind of fraudulent activity? I mean, he sent this in some kind of, you know, wired communication, a Zoom. So you've got that going on. But then you have the judge, Mr. Schimmel, who not only erroneously ruled on the case law itself, but erroneously said there was no bad intent when there very clearly was, which means Judge Schimmel has shown malice against the rule of law.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jesse. And to just add some emphasis to what Jesse from Madison just said, and thank you for the very insightful call and the dropping of a little legal easy Latin for all of our listeners today. I love it. Prima facie evidence, meaning evidence that in its first instance, in the most reasonable and obvious interpretation, clearly lend to an inference of bad faith here or bad intent. And that is the fact that A, he used secret communications, B, did so a number of iterations, was actively misreporting the results of same. For a circuit court judge, any judge, to conclude that, oh, I'll just decide that that was good intent, because eventually when he got called out and the open records were requested, that showed that there was no bad intent. Yes, the facts on their face give just an equal, I think, if not more persuasive interpretation that would lend itself to the conclusion that the chair was operating in bad faith. Jeff, what should voters glean from this as they go into the polling places in early voting and on April 1st to decide if this man who can't read basic case law correctly or our statutes correctly should be a Supreme Court justice?
Well, sure. I just want to say at this juncture in our conversation that Law Forward is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization and doesn't take sides in elections. But this is an important case. We see so many TV commercials, right, that tell us, oh, they're slinging mud back and forth about who's going to follow the law, who's not going to follow the law. This is a concrete example where common sense and established precedent point in the same direction. And this is an important issue of law that is about our democracy and is about how our government works. And Judge Schimmel was once the attorney general of this state, and which means he was in charge of enforcing these transparency laws. This is not something new to him. This is not something where he didn't know. And I think that people should be looking at this and thinking about, what do I learn about how he sees democracy and the law? And what do I learn about how he thinks about precedent based on this case?
I'll tell you what I think. The man can't read case law, can't get it right, and especially, most importantly, when it comes to transparency in government, egads, what hot water we would be in as a state if he is elected to the Supreme Court. My opinion, not my great guest, Jeff Mandels of Law Forward. Can't wait to have you back, Jeff. Many thanks. Up next, we've got County Executive David Crowley talking about the impacts to you and yours from the MAGA cuts to the benefits that we all rely upon. Next on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.